pregnant woman urine. And that has provided a huge breakthrough for treating many different diseases.
I don't know any scientific basis for the beneficial effects of drinking once you own urine in terms of fighting any diseases.
Taking urine in order to replace substances that the body is using, would today's balanced dietary intakes strikes me as not necessary.
As far as I know, most factors that are released in the urine are produced in such low quantities that they have no physiological function if you just drink urine. Furthermore, a lot of these factors are proteins. When you drink urine, the acidity of the stomach completely neutralizes these proteins. If they are chemicals which can be absorbed through the stomach, they are produced in such a low amount in the urine that you have to drink gallons of urines.
I have a container, plastic container, below my toilet at home. And I take that and I pee in that. And then I take the syringe, the small ones, the ones that diabetics use. I fill it up with urine and I remove all the air from the syringe and I give myself a shot. And the muscle is intramuscular. Or I grab the fat tissue in my belly and I put it right in there. That is a universal vaccine against anything. And that application is being used to treat cancer here in the United States.
If you keep injecting urine intramuscularly, the factors in urine can cause more damage to the muscle because a lot of them are waste products and they can cause scar tissue formation. And in the long run, it can compromise the function of that particular organ.
What is coming out of the urine has to be coming out from your body. So in different form or manner, some part of your body, some part of your cells, some part of your tissue already has this component. So other than the fact that it may be either diluted out during the process of urine formation or concentrated during the urine formation, I can't think of the urine actually having a unique material or chemical that anybody can conceive of having medicinal property.
What is homeopathy? It is the dilution of an agent that produces disease into a certain amount that will not produce disease anymore, but will produce an immune reaction for your body that will give you the antibodies to eliminate the disease. So in the same way, if you take the urine, 1 teaspoon, and you dilute it in 4 spoons of water, okay, you mix it, you're doing a homeopathic solution, and that is the most potent to eliminate acute disease.
If it's a nuisance antiquity, we ought to know by now, beyond all doubt, whether it's beneficial or not.
Using urine therapy for both cancer and AIDS has shown really good results in at least some persons.
I'm HIV positive. I've been doing urine therapy for about 2 years after a very heavy illness, many illnesses at one time. In fact, I was doing 11 medications a day. We just take all the pills and toss them away and started doing urine. And I've gained like my 40 pounds back that I've lost. I haven't been sick a day since I've started, and I'm still doing it.
There have been reports, not necessarily in the mainstream medical literature, but not outside, not totally outside the mainstream literature, of substances, of compounds, of urinary peptides. These are urinary molecules which in experimental laboratory settings have an anti-tumor like effect.
The established conventional medical community is not particularly open to anything new. And any researcher, I think Brzezinski is a wonderful example of that, Stanislaus Brzezinski, who came out with the anineoplastin therapy, which of course is urine-derived, and has had nothing but legal problems with the FDA.
Federal prosecutors claim Dr. Stanislaus Brzezinski, who has drawn hundreds of patients from across the U.S., violated federal drug approval rules and defrauded insurance companies in dispensing his experimental cancer drug known as antineoplastons. The Polish-born physician discovered the compound in human urine and now makes it synthetically. He claims it turns off cancer genes by interrupting signals for cells to multiply. The government says he can't prove that. Brzezinski, the government says, thumbed his nose at FDA rules designed to protect the sick and made $40 million doing it.
We are trying to save their life, and against us are bureaucrats for whom their life means nothing.
There's no scientific double blind placebo-controlled studies, which is the hallmark of good science and good medicine.
You cannot apply for experimental drug permit when something like urine is different with every person. When you have a drug permit, it is always the same drug. Well, urine is always different. Every person has a different urine. So every time with every person, you would have to apply for a new drug permit. So it's kind of, it doesn't fit into our system.
In this country, there have been a few doctors arrested for giving the urine injections in their office.
Clinical trials are very difficult to perform because there's always a placebo effect. And if people want to believe that they're going to get better by drinking urine, they might get better just from the placebo effect.
The placebo effect is normally 30%, so also if it would not work at all on a physical level, then still 30% of people would get better just by thinking it is good for them. What I've seen with urine therapy and what I've heard and read about it is that much more than 30% benefit from it.
Even if it is a placebo effect, who cares? You know, if somebody's getting well, I would much rather they get well from a placebo effect than putting a pharmaceutical poison in their body and killing their liver.
The problem with the medical field is that they usually are educated in one way. Okay, they all go to basically the same schools in the U.S. with the same background of education, and what is taught is that urine is a waste. It's toxic. And I have people telling me when I drink my urine, I'm dead in 3 days. And of course, I drank it right in front of him, and nothing happened. And I was still alive years later.
The people who live the longest stay away from doctors. They hardly ever go to visit them.
The researchers themselves, they don't want to be badgered by their peers because they do something with urine. I think there will be a lot of peer pressure not to do it. It's much more hip to do something else, to work on drugs, to do, you know, how can you imagine publishing a paper that you did something on urine? I mean, it will be the rest of your life. You will be that lady, you know, with that study. Like with me, I have written books on urine therapy. They still call me the pee lady.
Doctors would not hesitate to give urine to every patient if it were medication. It again comes in the paradigm of acceptable theory and acceptable practice. Giving one's own urine, whatever the condition, if it's not attached to a drug, is not attached to their education. You have to understand who chairs the departments of pharmacology in medical schools. Pharmaceutical companies. Eli Lilly has a foundation. Tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars have gone into Eli Lilly Foundation. They then go to a medical school.